The second reason has to do with the doctor, one, on the reservation, sometimes. Sure, I'm going to college to become a doctor, but then I'm coming right back here. That's the future. First, I have to deal with the present. Kara comes on a Sunday. The first time I see her, I've just taken my little cousin Donnie out to play. Aunt Flora wanted to get things ready, and that's pretty much impossible with Donnie underfoot. Our place isn't that big, just three small bedrooms and a big kitchen area that has a couple of couches and a TV off to one side. Donnie can mess it all up in no time, so I took him down to the lake to pitch stones for a while. When I come back, she's already there, in my room, sitting on the extra bed. But when I walk in, she pops up like she's done something wrong. I scan the room. The long dresser still looks tidy, like I made it last night. All my things bunched up on one side to give her half. My bed still made, nothing moved, not even a pillow. She's not saying a word, so it's up to me. Hi, I'm Annie Clearwater. What's the proper thing to do here? Shake hands? That feels weird, so I just give a little wave, which feels stupid. I pull open a dresser drawer. So, here's where you can put your things. There's three on this side. And Aunt Flora put a couple of plastic bins in the closet for stuff that doesn't fit. Now she looks down at her stuff. I guess she won't need the bins. All she's got is a small suitcase and a duffel bag. Can that really be her whole life in there? After I've stared at Kara for a few minutes, I realize she's younger than I expected. She's way smaller, wearing denim capris with a shiny top and platform sneakers. Her dark hair hangs to her shoulders, and her lips are smeared with a bright lip gloss.